Hey, what's up, y'all? Another time, another place, another number. I'm your homegirl, BB, as always, rocking with y'all, as I always do. I have a special, special guest. One of my good friends from the industry is joining us today. She's going to be sharing with us her journey on how she became an actress. God has blessed her, y'all. She went from serving so many others in the music industry, great artists too, likes of Dietrich Hatton and Ja'Kalyn Carr and so many others, but God has blessed her career. So we're going to get into it in just a moment right now, y'all. Thank y'all for being here. As y'all always do, we'll be right back. All right, y'all know what I love to do. I love to support indie artists. This young lady is right from my city, Tatiana George. I'm super excited to share her brand new music with you guys. And she's an amazing artist. I've been able to work with her and do some things, and she has such a great spirit. The name of the song is called Philippians 1 and 6. Y'all do me a favor, find her on Facebook. I'm not sure if she's on Instagram, but hit her up and let her know that you heard her single right here on BB Talks. All right, y'all. We're getting ready to dive into talking with my good friend, Apostle Howard. I got a chance to sit down with her and interview her. She's doing big things on the TV screen. She loves God. I know her lifestyle. She's an amazing prayer warrior. She's very prophetic. She has a spiritual gift. Like I said, we've worked in the music industry for years. She lives what she preaches about. She's a woman of integrity. So I'm excited, you guys. Let's get into it. What's up, everybody? I am so privileged to have Apostle Verl Howard on the line with us today. She's joining our show. There's so much. And Pastor Howard, really quick, the last time we spoke, the last interview we did, God had just opened up the door to the career that you have of acting. We know that you're multifaceted. You're a preacher, you're anointed, you're a prophet, you're a woman of God. But I kind of want to hone in on something a project you just worked on. If you would, the Wesley Christmas Wedding on BT Plus. Let's talk about your role in that movie. And let's catch up with from the last time we spoke up until this point.
Okay. Well, the Wesley Christmas Wedding is part of a sequel. It started out with the first season of Wesley Christmas Story. And I was in that at BET Plus. I played the role of the pastor, Pastor Timmons. And then the second series started this year, which is a Wesley Christmas Wedding. I'm still Pastor Timmons. That came out during Christmas time, but it still runs. You know, it streams on BET Plus. There is a third portion to it, and the director is fighting to get me there. But I don't know if that's going to work out because they're shooting in South Africa. So the budget doesn't allow for the whole cast to go, just like the core, like four of them or five of them, the immediate family. But there's talks of it becoming a TV series, and I will be a repeated cast member on that. And so I don't believe in keeping the fingers crossed, but sure. I'm just trusting God that it becomes a TV series because it was well liked. So that's one of the most recent ones. There's been some other stuff that I have done as well.
So, and I see that here. I'm gonna dive into that in just a moment. But let's just hone in really quick with your role on the Wesley Christmas Wedding. What was that role like as a pastor? Kind of give us a brief, quick overview of what that role really was.
Well, I like the fact that I'm in that role because I got that role by default. They weren't looking for a female. The director called me herself and she said, listen, she actually offered me another role, which was a bigger role she offered me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't try for that role because it would entail me drinking, in it. Sure. And so I just didn't feel that was the role for me. So she called me back up and she said, we need a pastor, 33 years old, that's a man, but I think you can do it. Wow. So I was like, wow, thank you for thinking, that highly of me. She said, you got 15 minutes to get me a tape. So she sent me the script. I put my preacher robe on. And after I put my preacher robe on, I got in character. My aunt helped me practice. I had to learn the lines like that. I sent it to her. And she sends it to the whole casting team. There's always a casting team. And she hit me back up and she said, you unanimously got the job. Wow. And I was like, okay, wow. So, I knew it was the hand of God. I knew it was a miracle. And so it was really powerful because when we were filming it literally, people were getting chills. And I did altar call, kind of afterwards, I ended up praying with actors, praying with people in the audience. It really felt like we were in a service. And wow. Because I had said, God, let me be used, you know, let me be used. So when we had to do my takes over and over, they had to take me this way, take me from the back, take me from the front, take me, you know, this way. So as they were doing the tapes, the glory of God came up in the building and you really felt like you were in a service. And so that's how that happened with that. And I was just honored to be in with such greats like Dorian sure. Wilson from the Parkers. He's on a lot of TV shows. Jasmine Guy, she just got an Emmy. I mean, this actually resurrected wow. her career. She just got an Emmy. The director was nominated for NAACP Award for this actual movie. It's a really good movie, a really good sequel. And T.C. Carson from Living Single. I mean, it's like an all-star cast. So I just felt blessed to even be in there by default.
No, that I wouldn't call it default. I would call it purpose. Huh? Come on, church. really quick, how different would you say, because you mentioned that in this role that it required you to drink. So how different was that role from who you are?
This role didn't require me to drink. The role that was offered to me.
Oh, did. Okay.
Yes, and it was a much bigger role. It was a starring role. And she called me and she said, you can do this. You know, she has a lot of, I don't know, the director has a lot, I have favor with her and her husband. I mean, they really look out for me. And when she called me, they offered me the bigger role, which is like one of the leading roles. You know, the young lady had a drinking issue and she was bougie and funny and all of this and, you know, wonderful actress, but she always had a little glass of liquor and was always giving liquor to somebody else. The reality is I come from my generational background. I've had some alcoholics in it. And I just personally felt for me and what I've been through, that just wasn't the fit for me. And so when I turned it down, I had no idea that she was going to call me back.
Wow.
So I know it was God because she could have stopped right there and gotten a 33-year-old, but she said, no, you can do this. And that's how it happened.
Now, how did you know, when did you know that God was calling you to that world of acting and into movies? Oftentimes, we don't really realize that God is transitioning us into different spaces. But what was it for you? A lot of people say, I don't know how to hear God's voice. What was it for you that you knew that God was calling you to this?
Bridget, I knew a long time ago, before I started working with artists, I was working in film and television. I was modeling. I wanted to act ever since I was a child. I was helping everybody else. And then I stopped my dream to go and help artists. That's a reality. Mm-hmm. And so I sold it to their ministries and everything else. And I pretty much thought the vision I had for it and the dream was just done. You know, because I'm not 20-some. I'm not 18. I'm not that little girl that wanted to act. And then God said, you know, things happen in my timing. And he also told me that if I had started at a younger age, I might be washed up by now because I might not have, I know I wasn't saved. Hollywood could have eaten me up. You know what I mean? Because I wanted to be an actress. So God had called me. He spoke to me. He said, it's time for you to transition. He said, it's your season now. He said, get back in the movie and TV business because that's where I started out, was movie and TV. And I was doing casting, AD work, script continuity work. I started there and I walked away from that to help gospel artists because I had gotten saved. And so God said, it's time for you now. This is your season. You know, you have sown into everybody else for 30 years, but I have a ministry inside of you. And I need you. I need you in the fivefold ministry of entertainment because it's very influences our young people or just in people in general. It kind of dictates how we act and move and everything else in society. So he started telling me to go in it. And so I started transitioning in it. And then I went back. I went back to what I was used to. I went back when God was trying to place me in it. So he said, I'm going to give you another opportunity, but you better move. And so when I got the call, I moved. And I'm not looking back. My TV, film, acting career is a priority. Now, Verl Howard has finally become a priority over 50-some years old in her own life. I finally have put me first, where I did not do that. you know. Yeah. And when I second guessed who I was and if I was even capable of doing it, God said, I put that gift inside of you. And it's your season now. And so that's what's happening.
That's amazing testimony. Amazing testimony. I could go on that, but for the sake of time, I want to dive into the double cross seasons. Now, it's been going on for the fifth season, right? Mm-hmm. Fifth season, I read. Tell me about that, because you have significant roles with the double cross series as well.
Yes, what happened with that, those film producers, I used to work with them way back in the day before I gave up my positioning. Same with the Wesley Christmas. I used to work with the executive producer way back in the day, and it just came back around. And so I was asked to do casting. So I did the casting, and then there was a role that, again, the director said, you know what? You fit this. You could play this. Wow. And I was casting it. And so I was like, really? She's like, yeah, you can fit this. And so they gave me the role. I was supposed to be killed the first season. But they didn't want to kill me because I kept asking, how do I fall? How you going to shoot me? What you going to do with my outfit? Because they said, we got to get your outfit, you know, bloodied up because we wear all white. And I kept asking. She said, we're not killing you. I was like, what? She said, we're not killing you. So then the network liked me. So they said, bring her back. So then they brought me back. And then they brought me back. And so we're in our fifth season. And in this season, I'm in every episode. So we were preparing for the sixth season. And what happened was the network offered the directors, executive producers, a spinoff show. They wanted them to do a spinoff show. So what they said was, this would be our last season. So we think, we don't know, because fans are upset. You know, I got people calling me, I'm watching this. This is fire, you know, and people writing the network. And so it's probably, you know, they probably gonna have to do something because we're the number one show. Mm-hmm. The number one show for 5
years. Wow, that's amazing.
So I play a bad girl in that, which is totally different from the role that I'm playing. You know, I'm Diane, and I am the assistant to Kate, who was known for The Last Dragon. He was Bruce Leroy Green, the karate person. Mm-hmm. I'm his assistant in doing his dirty work, which is child sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. So I auction the kids off. I handle the kids for him. I walk right next to him along with some other mothers. We're called mothers. And all of us, you have to earn white hair to be a mother. So I walk very close with him as one of the king mothers.
Wow. That is such amazing. And just to see, I know, like I said, last time we spoke, God was just opening these doors. So to see how God has brought everything to fruition, and even you and I have talked for many years, you've shared these dreams and goals and visions that what God has placed in your heart. So it's amazing to just see how God brings things full circle. Now, because you served others for many years in their career, and you've been in the entertainment, how has that transition been with you adapting to this new lifestyle of acting, and now you are the artist per se?
I still represent the artist. I don't have anybody represent me. I really need somebody representing me. I'm talking to an agent right now who wants to put me out there. But the artists are interested in what I do. And they want to be in television and they want to do film. So I've been able to cast Jokia Williams in Double Cross for 3 seasons in a row. I'm looking at some stuff for Pastor Dietrich with another television, you know, thing we have going on. Because, of course, you know, Dietrich does TV. And so the artists, I even casted Jokia's husband in the series. The artists are, I guess, they're cheering me on. Because they know that God has opened up this door. I'm literally in the process of casting a show right now for a major network. I can't say which network it is, but I'm casting a show that's going to shoot in the summertime. So they're very excited about these opportunities because they know once I get my foot in the door, I'm going to bring them right on in. but I still do represent some of them, not all of them. I still represent quite a bit. But mm-hmm. as you know, the industry has slowed down when it comes to. Yes. I can't live off the industry. I can't. I got to do other things. I got mm-hmm. to, because I was struggling with trying to keep them out there, keep them booked, keep them on top of things. It has slowed down. Mm-hmm. And so the Lord knew what he was doing when he was shifting me. And I'm not leaving television and film. Matter of fact, I mm-hmm. manage a couple of film producers. And one of the film producers in particular, Michael Chen, he and I, we're working on stuff with helping other people pitch their films. And we got another new film coming out. And I basically have been written in all those up and coming films by wow. him already. So I'm never leaving it.
I love that. My last few questions or last question to you is, with your faith, I have a lot of new believers who are listening now. They're fairly new. Some of them are trying to stay strong. How does your faith play a role in what God has blessed you to do currently?
It's a big part of it. Like right now, it's interesting you would ask that question. I'm literally believing God for a miracle right now in my own personal life. Because mm-hmm. what happens in my personal life affects what happens in my professional life. And that's just real talk. And I've pretty much been fasting, telling God, I need a miracle. And somebody said to me yesterday, God's testing your faith because it's a breakthrough I need. Like, mm-hmm. today. And mm-hmm. so faith is important, and especially in any position. Like I just had another offer. I just was in a play. The director of the play, he directed some of the scenes of Double Cross. Mm-hmm. And God told me to trust him with what he's going to do in opening up the doors, you know, for mm-hmm. me. So he said, this is a faith walk. And so that director, after he directed my scene, said to me, listen, I need you in my play. And that was me exercising my faith, because I had to trust the Lord. He was going to open up those doors for me, if you know what I mean. There was another director that happened to be there. He works with it too, because we have different types of directors. Mm-hmm. And he told me, he said, he's in LA. He said, I'm going to write a movie with you as the lead role. And I was like, whoa. And that's me trusting God and what he said he's going to do with me at this juncture in my life. Like I said, sure. I'm not 20 something. I'm not even 18. I'm not even 30. I'm not even 40. Okay. Mm-hmm. In my 40s. I get it. So this is definitely a faith walk for me, that when I roll up in there with white hair and young girls come up in there and they're size 0 and 2 and I'm not a 0 and 2, there's something about me makes them want to pick me for the job.
Wow. And that's all God. It's all him. And that's such an amazing, encouraging story, because I think we all are believing God for things in this season. The season is a tough season for a lot of people.
It is.
It's a tough season for the world. Let me just mm-hmm. say it. For the world. So I appreciate to know, because this builds my faith. You know, when you have things petitioned before God, hearing other people, it builds your faith in what God has for you as well. So if you will leave some advice, a scripture that's in your spirit or in your heart, it don't have to be a scripture, but if you have anything encouraging to leave with someone who is not even where you are at this point, but they have dreams and goals, what would that be?
Well, I did want to add this, Bridget, because I was thinking about this. When you have faith for God to do something, and you're expecting, you might have went to God for one particular thing or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, with mm-hmm. my acting, and I had faith that he was going to open that television and film door, but mm-hmm. I didn't share with you. Outside of the acting, he opened up the door in film, period. So there's other movies I may not be acting in, I'm working on, and wow. I still get credits at the wow. end of the day. And somebody had to remind me, one of the films, I think it was for BET I worked on, one of the producers hit me up and they were working on finalizing the credits. And they said, you're going to get your credits. I said, for what? You know, because mm-hmm. I didn't act in it. You know, I was like, for what? And, and she said, because you provided crew.
Wow.
And that's what I said. I said, oh my God. So I've worked from providing crew to worked on locations to work on help marketing. And these are things that I have done behind the scenes on major movies. And people don't know that. And so when I was just going to God, like open up the TV thing for me to act, to manage or whatever I do, he was like, hold up, I'm opening it all up to you. So. Wow. She's provided work for me in other areas to still build my resume in the TV and film business. And people see my name and they're like, oh my gosh, she worked on that. So, you know, if that's any type of encouragement to somebody, I sure hope it is, because
it definitely is. That's amazing.
Yes. And, you know, the scripture that does come to mind to me is Hebrews 11:6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Because like I said, I'm going through something right now and I have to lean on that and believe that and also speak it into existence. You know, Proverbs 18:21, you know, the power of life or death is in our tongue. I mean, I got to speak these things. And that's pretty much what happened. I activated my faith. I spoke it out and I cried out to God and now he's just blowing my mind. You know, I'm losing weight right now. When we shoot, I'm always 15 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
I mean, oops, lighter. 15 mm-hmm, pounds mm-hmm. lighter, not heavier. And right now I'm 15 pounds heavier. So it's maybe 20. Yeah, I think I'm 20 pounds heavier. Mm-hmm. Because the first season I was like a size 8. The second season I was like a size 10. I mean, the fifth season I'm a size 10. And you could see the extra whatever. So whatever it is that you want to do, you also got to prepare.
You got to put the work in. You got to put the work in. You yes. have to put the work in. You have to yes. put the work in. Yeah, I can go on with that one. Yeah, I can go on because saints be lazy, but that's a whole nother conversation for another day. The saints be lazy. They want God to bless them, but they won't discipline themselves. You have to, just like you said something, and it was so funny, and I got to go though, but you said something. You said, I'm fasting right now because I'm believing God for a miracle. I'm fasting right now too for the same thing. And what's even crazy is people do not want to sacrifice. They don't want to discipline their spirit for what God has for them, because it takes discipline to handle what God needs to give you. And that's what people don't understand. So you said something there that just triggered me, child.
Wow. Yes. Well, I definitely am. And God had told me when I would be released. So I don't have a choice. I can't, if I wanted to eat, I can't eat, because I really need a miracle. He told me it was time. You know, he said, something's mm-hmm. come by fasting and praying. And this is, and I'm telling whoever's listening, if you know, you trying to obtain a certain goal or something, you got to put the work in, you have to activate your faith, and you got to trust God, but there's some actions you must do, and you got to position yourself. I position myself to be seen. You know, I think about Ruth. She positioned herself to be found by Boaz. I position myself to be found and to be seen as God orders my steps as to where to position myself.
That is so heavy. That is, now you gonna pull the preach out of me, Pastor Howard.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You gonna pull it out of me because you.
I'm trying not to pull it out of me.
But thank you so much for always thinking of me, always thinking of the show. I value what God is doing in your life. Anytime you want to come do an interview, talk to me, please do. Please don't run away from me. Please
do. Badger you. I'll badger.
So, but thank you again. Is there anything that you want to leave to let anyone know how to follow you on social media or anything?
Oh, okay. Yes. To follow me on social media, pretty simple. Everything is under Apostle Verl Howard. That is my IG. That is my Facebook, TikTok. That's everything. Except I think somewhere I'm Pastor VH1. That's when I didn't know no better. But you know that I needed to be consistent. So it's Apostle Verl Howard. That's where I post the most. So they can find me there, inbox me, say hi to me. And I just want to thank you, Bridget, for doing what you're doing. And I've been watching you too as to how God is shifting and elevating you. And I'm so happy for you and how you have found that niche, you know, with your podcast and everything, because we've been out here in a long time pushing everybody else.
A long time.
So it's our time now. And so I'm just proud of what God is doing with you, because he is allowing the remnants to burst forth and be seen. And that's what's happening. You're bursting forth. I'm bursting forth. I'm telling you. I know what God told me. He needs the remnants to burst forth. And he is unveiling them so they could be seen, because they have God agendas and not personal agendas. And God needs us to be in the forefront and not in everybody else's shadow. And I see that in you. And I know that's happening with me too.
You know what? You just had to give us a good prophetic word. That was so good. I'm not going to say nothing behind that, because that was so rich. There's nothing else to be said, because you were speaking everything that God has shown me in my spirit, woman of God. I love it. I love it. You are so on. You are so on. It's amazing. But thank you again for your time. And we'll be watching. We gotta watch the shows. If you see it on BET Plus, make sure you watch it and look out for the pastor. She's the pastor in Wesley Christmas Wedding on BET Plus. And then what's your name on Double Cross?
Lord, I'm a tyrant. And Diane. The mother.
Okay.
Yes, I'm a tyrant. And for your listeners who are probably saying, okay, why is she an apostle and a tyrant? Because that movie is about sex trafficking, and it is rampant. It's rampant across the globe in all walks of life. And it even occurs in the church. So we're bringing sex trafficking, child sex trafficking awareness to the forefront. So that's why I chose it. So Diane is a piece of work in Double Cross.
Well, in real life, we know you're not Diane, woman of God.
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you again for checking in with us. And we go. I'm going to talk to you again in the next few months, because God is going to do some more amazing things. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, y'all. I hope y'all really enjoyed that interview. I forgot to do the church announcement. So right now, let's do the church announcement. Y'all already know what it is. April the 27th is one day after my son's birthday. I'm not appreciating that. So Pennsylvania, I'm about to call y'all Philly. Pennsylvania, y'all better show up, okay? That's all I'm going to say. New Jersey, New York. All of y'all better for real show up and show out. There will be a RSVP that will go out. I always encourage people to make sure that you are following all of my pages. I have two Instagram pages, 20mom1, TwinneMom1. Okay, you can follow that page, or BB the Song Ritter. Follow both pages. I post on there all the time, different content on both pages. I will be updating you when you can RSVP. I'm thinking about having a little VIP session where we all can do something. I don't know. Y'all let me know. Hit me up if y'all think I should do a VIP little situation, maybe pre-show or something like that. Okay, now that we got that out the way, I am coming to Virginia, Dallas, Atlanta, and maybe Nashville. I haven't really prayed about Nashville. So if you're in those surrounding areas, follow me on my social media. I will be posting, updating you guys on dates and all of that good stuff. If you want to give, just say you're not in that area and you want to support the BB Talks podcast live show tour. It's called the Talk Yeshua Tour. You can always reach out to me. So many people have gave, and I have not been able to tell that part of the testimony. So many people, and it was weird because they were giving the same amount. It's something to it. I got to figure that out. But thank you to all who have given. Some people couldn't make the show in Chicago. They purchased a ticket for someone else. So God is really opening doors, guys. So if you want to participate in giving, you can DM me. I believe my Cash App is BB Price. You can just Cash App it to me, and you will be considered a sponsor. So thank you guys again. We'll be right back. All right, y'all, I love to leave you off with an inspirational word. Today, I'm going to quote scripture, John 14th chapter, first verse. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. I want to stop there because I could read more, but that is the point I want to bring out. This is a season of trusting God. It is a season of unsurety. Look at the economy. Look at the world. Look at our government. It can be overwhelming. God is not the author of confusion. We know that. We can be very overwhelmed. And sometimes it'd be crazy because we be getting hit with a ton of bricks. It'd be 20 things at once. I know, got the t-shirt cap, graduated. But God knows our hearts. It says, do not let your heart be troubled and trust also in God. We must put our faith, our trust, and our dependency on God. If you don't know when your next meal coming from, depend on God. Literally. I've seen a few testimonies on TikTok. Y'all know TikTok is my jam. And the man said that they was hungry and the mama had made one thing and the mama, one chicken, and they was cutting it up between like five people. The mama said, the mama sat there, she didn't have nothing to eat, and somebody knocked on the door and said, hey, the Lord told me to give you all this food. We must trust in God in the most darkest seasons of our lives. We must trust in God. We must not allow our flesh and our minds and our human nature get in the place where we are thinking natural minded. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So we won't physically know. We won't physically see God working, but spiritually we will know that he's working. A lot of us have an issue in the natural, equating that natural and spirit realm. We must understand that God is supernatural. He's not like man. I don't know how many times we gotta tell y'all. He is not like man. He is not an everyday man. He is supernatural. He can go further and beyond whatever we need, whatever we ask for. So trust God in this season. The season looks bleak. It may feel uncomfortable. It may feel, you might be upset. God, why am I here again? Another cycle, and the economy is getting worse. You don't see no hope. Do y'all know I've been more blessed in this season than I've ever been? Like, literally, God has blessed this season more than every season. I said, Lord, this is a season of lack, but I have abundance. That's how God does. He will give you abundance in a season that looks like it's a season of lack. Look at the economy. Look at the groceries steadily going up. I'm tired of paying for groceries $500 for five things. What is y'all doing, America's in this nation? But God is a God that we can depend on. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be lowly because we don't know. God is a God that prepareth a table for us. So be strengthened in God today. Know that he will provide everything that you may need. Before you even ask, he went before you and already knew what you needed, okay? It may not be what you wanted, but it's what God knows that you need, because he sees up the road what we can't see. All right, y'all, I'm not going to preach this thing because y'all know I could be here all day. That's my time, y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with us. As you always do, come back next week. Same time, same place. I'm your homegirl, BB. I'm signing out. Peace.